Baldwin Radio Show, brought to you by WomenAboutBiz.net, empowering you with the tools and resources to start and grow your very own business. Hello, ladies. This is Trina Newby, your host and business success coach, broadcasting to you live this beautiful day. And as always, bringing you inspiration, motivation, and ways to make your business, your dreams, and of course, your ideas a huge success. So, ladies, here we are in the top of the third week of January for 2022, and it is my prayer that many of you listening, all of you listening, actually, have started to work on your strategic plan. You're pretty clear on where you are going with your business for this first quarter, and you also have broken down the actual things that need to be implemented every single week within your business so that you can get results. It's all about results, right? You know, and we have to work hard to make sure that we are clear and focusing on the right things. So very, very important. So again, I want to welcome all of you. I want to say happy MLK Day, right? Of course, across the U.S., we are honoring a man who was such an incredible leader. He led a movement that changed the world, literally. And I'm talking about the Civil Rights Movement. And of course, here we are today in the 21st century. In many ways, we can see so many wonderful benefits and so many wonderful changes that have occurred over time. But of course, you know, you never stop working towards doing the things that will make humanity better, right? And so we must all pull together always in making sure that we honor civil liberties, that we honor our freedoms that we have in the U.S., and that we find ways, right, find ways to do better things, even with our businesses, about diversity and serving all people of color, all people at all times. So again, we honor Martin Luther King Jr. as we celebrate this holiday today. Well, ladies, I trust that this past weekend you had, you know, some rest, you had some time to spend with your family, and that you really are truly ready to be productive this week. It is my desire, of course, as a business owner, to keep myself as much as I can in the CEO role, right? So very, very important. And so, of course, today's show, we're going to be talking about the five new questions of business leadership. And one of those questions, you know, I'm going to pull out today and talk about just a little bit, and it has a lot to do with, you know, looking at, are you an action taker? And so again, we're going to be having a really good show today. This is such a good time for you to flash over on another line and to share with one businesswoman or associate or friend or family member, hey, Successful Woman Radio is live on the air. If you have a pen in hand, here's the show's phone number, 347-637-2589. Again, 347-637-2589. So very important. So again, welcome everyone. It looks like we have a packed board for the show today. And again, we've got Coach Liz Gladden with us today again from My Transitions Wellness. Of course, she's going to be giving us more health and wellness tips, and so that will be coming up shortly. And of course, we're going to have a book excerpt from our featured book, The Motivation Manifesto by Brendon Burchard. And today we're going to be talking about sparking motivation. I'll be reading an excerpt for you from that particular book. And I'll tell you, the page number is page 57, starting at the bottom, sparking motivation. So we're going to be talking about that in just a little bit. And of course, all this month, I'm just so excited, all this month, we are talking about the topic worthy, right? Embracing the power within you and appreciating yourself. you know, increasing your self-worth, your self-value, your self-esteem, what it is that you think about yourself. So very, very important. And what I'm learning as I study the word worthy is that it is so much deeper than we all think. And we all have experienced devaluing our own selves. And so today we're going to talk about a little bit later in the show, acting on your worth, which is so very, very important. Now, as many of you know, I have been sharing the I am worthy affirmation. And we're going to repeat that affirmation in just a few minutes. But again, you know, one of the things that I think is so very, very key about the I am worthy affirmation is that I have been saying it every day, usually two or three times a day. And I notice a change in my mind and what it helps me to focus on and what it helps me to think about, which is me valuing myself, loving myself. And so again, we're going to be saying the I am worthy affirmation shortly. And so again, for those of you that have been taking good notes, hopefully you jotted it down. It's very simple, very short. And I'll be repeating it again. And as a matter of fact, if you are on the Successful Woman Radio text list, I text everyone usually every Monday around 11, between 11 and 11:30. I am going to go ahead and send all of you guys a picture file, which is like just a short flyer called the I Am Worthy Affirmation. And that way you guys can pull it up on your phone. You can say it with me. So I will be doing that as well. So again, I'm so excited that you all are here with me today. And I'm hoping that you guys will take good notes, have some aha moments, because we've got an information-packed show for you, giving you quality information that you will be able to put to use in your life and business right away. Okay, so let's get started. First of all, we're going to go ahead and move forward with the five new questions of business leadership, and we will start with question number one. What's your functionality today? Right? So this is kind of a measuring question. And it's, if you think of a meter, you know, that goes down low in the red section and goes, then the meter goes all the way to the green section. And in between, there's different hues of color. So consider measuring yourself, you know, look at your functionality meter, right? And ask yourself, what's my functionality today? Are you being more of a procrastinator, or are you being more of an action taker? You know, there's one thing that I have learned in this life that of 59 years that I've lived, and that is that if you want the life, if you really want the life that you dream about, the life that you set plans to, you set goals to, then, girl, you have to work for it, okay? Don't be mistaken, and don't let other people fool you, because I've seen so many things out there like, you know, do this without really having to work for it. But that's not true. Anything worth having in life, you have to work for it, and sometimes you have to work and grind hard for what it is that you want. Now, I think, of course, that there are better ways to implement goals and to do things that will help to lighten the load. But at the end of the day, you have to work hard for what you want. And I love the fact that there is a wonderful experience of achieving what it is that you want. There's a wonderful experience of self-worth and self-value, and it makes you feel wonderful, and it empowers you, and it lets you know that you have the ability to create and do anything that you want. And so it's so important for you to understand that when you ask yourself this question, what's your functionality? It's basically talking about, where are you in your mindset regarding the things that need to get done, regarding being the CEO of your business, you know, regarding you getting off your behind and doing the things that you know you need to do. Where are you with that? Are you procrastinating, or are you an action taker? And just thinking about it still keeps you on the procrastinating side, because thinking and not taking action is where a lot of the issues occur with getting things done, right? So you have to be willing to face the mirror and be truthful with yourself. Because, see, this is how you grow as a businesswoman, being truthful to yourself, you know, and always being willing to be extremely authentic first with you before anybody else, and then answering that question, you know, hey, am I procrastinating or am I action taker? And so, again, this is designed to help you, you know, create a plan to move yourself forward and to do things that are going to help you to be a better CEO for your business, right? Here's question number two. Are you on target with your sales and profit goals this week or this month? Now, if you're a new business or if you're just getting started up, this question may mean something totally different for you, because it can mean that you're still on the path to learning how to generate your leads and building your list and that type of thing. But at the end of the day, even those who are startups have to have a goal. You have to know what it is that you want to do, right? And so this question, are you on target with your sales and profit goals this week, is very pivotal for anybody that's in business, because whatever question, whatever answer you give to this, it's either going to help you to understand that you need to do more of the same, or it's going to help you to understand that you need to get back to the drawing board and create a plan and figure out how you're going to generate those sales, right? That's very key. Here's number three. What offers do you need to create to reach your sales and your profit goals? So very, very important. Do you have offers? What offers am I talking about? Well, you know, you've got to have, first of all, compelling offers that are free but are full of value, help you to generate leads and help you to bring people to you. And then what about your product offers, your service offers? Be clear on that. That's very key. And then number four, is your marketing strategy in place? Social media, advertisement, email sequences, videos. Is all of that in place? And is your website really functioning properly as the headquarters and foundation for all of it, right? And then last but not least, number five is, on a scale of 1 to 10, what's your belief level? Remember, your belief level, ladies, is tied directly to your actions. If you're taking action, you should see goals being accomplished, to-do items marked complete on your checklist. That's basically, at the end of the day, that's what that means, because action, and we're going to talk about this today, action is the proof of your belief. Action is the proof of your functionality, right? So very, very important. So there you have it, five more questions of leadership, and I hope that you ladies are taking it to heart, that you are taking some good notes and making some things happen. It is 12:13 after the hour. You are listening to No Other Than the Successful Woman Radio Show. I'm Trina Newby, your host and your business success coach. So glad that you are here with me today. Again, ladies, it's not too late for you to flash over on another line, get some other people on the show today. If you are listening from your smart device or your laptop, desktop, computer, flash over on your social media platform of choice and just pop in, hey, I'm listening to Successful Woman Radio, good show today, talking about ways to act on your worth, and here's the link. They can listen to it directly on their smart device as well. So the link to listen online is blogtalkradio.com/successfulwomanradio, all together. blogtalkradio.com/successfulwomanradio, all spelled together, right? So that's the actual link if you want to listen from your computer or your smart device, right? So that's important. For those of you who are new to the show, a big welcome to you. Again, I'm Trina. Successful Woman Radio is all about providing you, the businesswoman, with a positive environment where you can be motivated, encouraged, inspired to create a life and a business generating the income that you desire. Come on, girl, you know what I'm talking about, right? You know that we're all in business to make money. That's what we're all in business to do. And any time that you're not interested in making money, then, you know, you have to think about turning that thing into a nonprofit organization, right? If it's something that you want. But if you're wanting to make money, if you're wanting to generate that income, then you want to be in business, right? And that's so important to understand the difference between the two. Not nonprofits don't make money. However, being in business is something on the profit side is something totally different, I think. And of course, I think it's very, very key for all of us to really not be scared of the money, right? Can't be scared of the money, and we have to reach out and claim what we want. That's what this month is all about, is reclaiming your worth, reclaiming your self-value, you know, doing those things that you know are important to you, right? So very, very key. I want to go ahead and I want to say the I am worthy affirmation. I changed it up just a tap, but I want to you guys to repeat it. Just listen to what I'm saying and then just repeat it after me the second time. So the I am worthy affirmation says, I am worthy of love, peace, abundance, success, and wealth. Starting right now, I will have faith in my worth, believe in my worth, act on my worth. This is my favorite one. Charge what I'm worth. So you guys get ready to say the affirmation with me. Let's go. I am worthy of love, peace, abundance, success, and wealth. Say it to yourself. Say it out loud to yourself. Starting right now, I will have faith in my worth, believe in my worth, act on my worth, charge what I'm worth. Oh, this is such a very, very important affirmation, because it is going to help you to embed it in your subconscious mind and start valuing yourself even more. So keep in mind, no one's saying that you aren't valuing yourself now, but sometimes we just have to have a reminder, right? Sometimes we just have to go back to the foundation of things, and we have to reclaim a lot of our worth. Remember this, and this is key. Every single day that you live, you give up a lot of your power resource, okay? So what is a power resource? Your ability to think quick on your feet, your ability to stay in the positive, your ability to create, your ability to react to certain things in a way that's not going to take away from you, your ability to be in a successful, abundant mindset. Every single day, right? Every single day, you are giving up your power in many ways that you may not understand. It could be you're looking at a television show that's full of violence or what have you, and it's taking you mentally to another level of low, but you don't realize it, right? And so you're not sure why you're feeling kind of blah, or why you're feeling kind of on edge, but it could be because the television show was full of gunfire and violence, right? I'm giving you an example. Someone could have said something to you, right? Someone could have said something to you from a naysayer perspective, or someone could have said something to you from a negative perspective, and it bothered you emotionally so that it took something away from you. So see, these are examples of giving up power, right? You might have received a bill in the mail, and the bill was absorbent. It was extremely high, and in your mind you're wondering, how am I going to pay for this? You know, what am I going to do? So it puts you in an emotional state of how, and it causes you to feel anxious about it instead of being in a state of solution of, let me figure out how I'm going to make this work. And so it takes some of the power that you have away. See, power is also energy. And an energy source in your body, you can feel when energy is being drained. It's like the body is like a battery. It's like a battery. And when certain things are drained from us, we can feel it. We literally can feel it. And so you have to remember that every single day, it is your responsibility to embed greatness and positivity into your mindset. And the I am worthy affirmation is a short and simple affirmation, but it works. It helps you to embed something positive in your mind. And as many of you have heard me say before, you know, one of the big things that I think is very key is that we are indeed being the first human being to embed positivity into our minds, preparing our minds for greatness. We have to be the first ones to do it. So when we wake up, we really have to be the first person to really embed something positive in our mindset. Why is that? Because it helps us to set our foundation for the day. So very, very important. So again, say the I am worthy affirmation to yourself every day, every morning, first thing, and say it throughout the day. And when you feel yourself thinking negative or going towards the negative side of the meter, pull out the I am worthy affirmation, because there's nothing that you can't do. But you must believe that you can. And the I am worthy affirmation really, really helps you to do that. So again, say it to yourself as often as you need to. Well, we're going to have Coach Liz come up. And Coach Liz is with My Transitions Wellness. And of course, one of the things that's very key is that having a wellness coach is becoming extremely important these days, because a lot of people don't want to take medications, which is so very, very key. A lot of people don't want to be on medicine. A lot of people realize that they have to be just as concerned about their health as they are about other things in life. And so as business women, one of the things we have to understand is that we have to be concerned with our wellness, because we need the energy in order to be successful CEOs, in order to have the energy to create and have business visions and take our businesses to the next level. So without further ado, I want to bring Coach Liz up. Coach Liz, you there?
I am here, Trina. How are you today?
I am doing so good. Let's see. I know that we are experiencing some cold weather on the East Coast. Is it cold up there where you are?
It's cold, but it's manageable with a jacket.
Oh, okay, okay. I know here in the Atlanta, Georgia area, we experienced some snow this past weekend, but it didn't stick that much. But it is cold. We have an expression here in Georgia. For those of us that are natives, we say the hawk is out. And and it is cold here. It's definitely at freezing point here in Atlanta. Coach Liz. Yeah. You know, I mentioned just a few minutes ago that as businesswomen, we have to be really concerned with our health and wellness, because when we lack energy, when our bodies are not healthy, when we are ill with certain things, and certainly when we are suffering from anxiety and stress and everything else, it's pretty difficult to run a business. What do you think about that?
I think that's absolutely correct, Trina. Absolutely correct.
Yes, because, you know, at the end of the day, as we grow older, wellness is something that we become more concerned about. But for those of you who are in that 20-30 zone, you need to be worried about your health and wellness just as much as those of us who are in that 40-plus zone and above. So very, very key. So, Coach Liz, what are you going to be talking about today?
So today I'm going to be talking about 6 ways to boost your immune system.
Oh, well, we know that's important. With COVID going on, that's even more important. So I'm going to go ahead and let you take the floor. And, again, this is Coach Liz Gladden with MyTransitionsWellness.com. Go ahead, Coach Liz.
Thank you so much, Trina. So, guys, as I said, we're going to be talking about six ways to boost your immune system. And for those of you who know and those of you who don't know, your immune system is incredibly complex. From a cold to the flu to COVID-19, it has to be strong enough and sophisticated enough to fight off a variety of illnesses and infections. So we're going to talk about how tightly controlled a variety of inputs can be that you can do, okay? Starting with number one, talking about six things. Stay up to date on your recommended vaccines. Stay up to date on your recommended vaccines. Like I said, your immune system is smart, but vaccines train it to be even smarter, guys, helping it learn how to recognize and fight off certain disease-causing illnesses. It's important to, if you have taken vaccines, to remain up to date, take your annual flu shot. All those things are pivotal to boosting your immune system. Number two, maintain a healthy diet. This is near and dear to my heart. Diet is key. A healthy diet is key to a strong immune system. You got to eat plenty of vegetables to have that thing balanced out. Vegetables, fruits, legumes, whole grains, lean proteins, and even healthy fats. And I stress the word healthy. Our vitamin B6s are found in our meats, our chicken, our salmon, our tuna, even in bananas. Potatoes with the skin on. I never liked that skin, but when I learned the importance of it, I started having some of that. As we learn better, more, we do better, right? Vitamin C's are important. You can find them in citrus fruit, oranges, even strawberries, tomatoes, and then broccoli and spinach have vitamin C. Our vitamin E's are in our almonds and sunflowers, peanut butter, spinach. Those things are vital to boosting your immune system. Number three, regular exercise. It helps you guys. It's not just for building muscle. It's for helping yourself de-stress. Only 30 minutes a day is what researchers say. You can do as little as 30 minutes of moderate to vigorous exercise every day. And that'll help stimulate your immune system, guys. Now, it means being focused, staying active, getting regular exercise. Just engage 30 minutes a day. I can't stress that enough. Number four, hydrate, hydrate, hydrate. I tell you, I can't, the water. I remember a time when I didn't like to drink water, and I learned very quickly after having to get fluids in the hospital how vital water is. There is in water in our bodies a fluid in our circulatory system. It's called lymph. It carries the important infection-fighting immune cells around your body. It's largely made up of water. So being dehydrated slows down the movement of that lymph, as I learned. And it sometimes leads to an impaired immune system, guys. Get plenty of sleep. Number five, get plenty of sleep. It's important. Sleep. When you're sleeping, your body does so many different things. For instance, important infection-fighting molecules are created while you sleep. So, you know, check with your doctor, find out how many hours you need to be well. I need eight. I need 8 hours of sleep because I don't want to suffer in that area. So sleep hygiene is very important. And the last number six, and Trina mentioned this earlier, minimize stress, guys, whether it's building over time or it's quick. It's important to understand how stress affects your health, including the impact that it has on your immune system. Stress is different for everybody, so I can't tell you what will work for you. I only know what works for me. But try different things, whether it's deep breathing, meditation, prayer, or even exercise. You should get familiar with what activities help you reduce your stress. And just one last word, guys. Remember your three W's. I say this all the time. Wash your hands, wear your mask, and watch your distance. Back to you, Trina.
Wow. Thanks so much, Coach Liz. And, you know, guys, hopefully you were taking some notes and that you wrote down some of these great health and wellness tips that Coach Liz is providing for us. You can connect with Coach Liz in several ways, but definitely go take a look at her website, mytransitionswellness.com. Again, mytransitions with an S, wellness.com. And, of course, transitions is T-R-A-N-S-I-T-I-O-N. mytransitionswellness.com. And I'm actually on Coach Liz's site right now, and there are a couple of things that she offered the last time, and I want to definitely point you guys out. Make sure that you click on the blue link for a free coaching session with Coach Liz. You can get a wellness session, and you can talk about, hey, I'm trying to lose 10 pounds, 20 pounds, 30 pounds. Can you share with me some ways to do that? Or, hey, I've got a whole bunch of different medications that I'm on, and I'm totally disorganized, not taking my medicine like I should. I need to be held accountable. I need to figure out a better way of doing this. Or maybe you're dealing with anxiety and stress on the workplace, and you need to discuss that. Again, this is what a wellness coach does. They are your confidential listener to all things health and wellness to help you create a wellness plan to get yourself back on target. And of course, Coach Liz has an ebook, Easy Weight Loss, that's a free ebook I noticed on her website as well. So again, visit mytransitionswellness.com. And of course, you can connect with her as well on facebook.com under My Transitions Wellness. If you put that in the search tool on Facebook, it'll bring up her fan page, okay? You know, I admire Coach Liz so much because she had a brain stroke, didn't know whether she was going to be able to walk or not, and she has been in such a proactive mode of embracing her worth and her value by creating a business that not only blesses herself but blesses the life of many other people. She wants to take her what happened to her and what she learned from having to pull herself back into a state of function, and she wants to help other people. So I'm so very, very proud of her and honored to know her big time, okay? So definitely let's connect with Coach Liz. I want to go ahead right now, and I want to share with all of you an excerpt from the book of the month, The Motivation Manifesto by Brendon Burchard, 9 Declarations to Claim Your Personal Power. So before I start this book, my question to you is, do you believe that you have a personal power? That's the first thing that you have to come to reckon with. Do you believe you have a personal power? Do you believe that you have the ability to motivate yourself to do incredible things, take action on incredible things? Do you believe it? Because see, again, it goes back to belief. No matter what you want to do in life, if the belief level that you need is not there, it won't get done. It won't happen. And many of us are shocked at our own selves that how is it that I can be so passionate? How is it that I can want something so much? How is it that I can think about it every day, all day, every year, and yet get to the same place every single year, and I have not done one thing? Well, the answer is actually very simple. What it means is that your belief level required in order to achieve that level of success you're looking for has to be increased. It has to go into the mode of unshakable faith, a level of belief so deeply rooted that it compels you to take swift and immediate action on all your dreams, on all your goals, on everything that you do. And it has to be that level of faith, right? So very, very important. So I think, you know, as we look at, you know, declaring our own personal power, you've got to go back within yourself
and you've got to improve your level of faith in yourself, and you have got to take it there. You've got to have unshakable faith. You can't have wavering faith. Some days you believe you can, some days you believe you can't. That just continuously puts dents into your psyche and your subconscious mind to work against you, to sabotage your own self. So let's see what Brenda Burchard has to say about sparking motivation. He says, psychologically, motivation is sparked by the energy created by ambition and expectancy. Ambition is the choice to be, have, do, or experience something greater in our lives. As soon as we want something greater for ourselves, our motivation is sparked. Do we want a better job, a better home, a better marriage, a better body, a better life, or how about a better business? From such desires, our energies are aroused. The higher the desire, the higher the initial sense of motivation we feel. So we must go within and ask ourselves, what do I want for myself? What new goal would be meaningful to me? What am I excited about learning or giving? What great adventure do I dream of? What grand pursuit of act of service will be satisfying to me and get me out of the bed each morning? Such questions are the secret to stoking ambition and thus motivation. It's simple, he says. By deeply contemplating higher aims, we energize ourselves to pursue them. So basically what he's saying is that we've got to keep our thoughts in a higher level. We've got to have peak levels of thought that constantly keep us in a level of motivation. And it just goes back to, again, what I shared with each and every one of you, that you have always got to be asking yourself, what's your functionality mode today? How am I functioning? Am I a procrastinator or am I taking action? Because to keep yourself at a high level of thought will always keep you motivated. And when you're motivated, you take better action. He says there's more. Many people want something better for themselves. Their ambition is alive and well, but they still do not feel motivated. Why? Because despite the hope for something more, they don't believe it can happen or that they can make it happen. They lack expectancy, a choice to believe that their dreams are possible and that they can achieve them. He says, imagine the aspiring actor who never auditions. She wants to be an actor but does not believe in her ability to make it happen. Consider the would-be entrepreneur who wants to start a business but never leaves his job because he doesn't believe he can make it on his own. These people learn a tough life truth. Desire without belief is desire without belief in self is ultimately deflating. Often when motivation is lacking, we don't truly expect that we will realize our aim. And if we don't believe it, we know we cannot achieve it. So we don't even try. In this way, expectancy is the great differentiator between mere hope and motivation. When we find ourselves hopeful but not motivated, we need to add a little more faith to the mix to tell ourselves, I expect that it will happen no matter what because I have faith in myself to learn and grow and day by day make things happen. I will make my dreams a reality over time because I trust my ability to learn, to work, to ask for help, to persist. With these expectations, our minds begin to form the beliefs and behaviors needed to make our ambitions a reality. So let's focus on our minds, on seeing our dreams come true, and on seeing ourselves make it happen. Let us sit down tonight and think of what more would bring joy and fulfillment in our lives. Let us journal about it and dream about it. Let us imagine ourselves doing great things with boldness and fire and commitment. This is visualization and internalization, a process of weaving expectancy deep into our psyche and the fabric of our being. This is the process of sparking our own motivation.
Consider the man who wants to compete in a triathlon. In order to succeed, he knows he cannot say to himself, I hope one day that I get in good enough shape to maybe do a triathlon. Instead, he clarifies why he has this ambition, and he tells himself that he will race to the best of his ability and succeed. He visualizes himself in the water, on the bike, on the run, crossing the finish line. He summons up his motivation and makes the choice to begin to train to succeed. Because he believes he must. He believes that he can. So to those of you who say, I wish I were more motivated, we reply, do not hope for motivation. Choose an ambition to become motivated for. Fix on a dream and believe that it will see daylight, and soon a great swell of enthusiasm will enliven you. That was taken from the book of the month, the Motivation Manifesto. And, you know, guys, this book has really inspired me, and it has really generated a desire to do so much more in life. I'm here to tell all of you who are listening to the show today, listen up. Here we are in January. Do not allow yourself to get to December with the same old, same old. Do not allow yourself to have highs and lows of emotions so much so that you're constantly tripping over yourself with procrastination and trying to figure out where you are. Do not allow yourself to do that. If you've just dialed in, I see we have a lot of people on the board today. You're listening to No Other Than Successful Woman Radio. This is Trina Newby, and I am here today to, you know, get you to put your big girl panties on and look at your worth, look at your value, understand and know that you are the driver of your success. You're responsible for it. And we just got through reading an excerpt from the Motivation Manifesto. And of course, we talked about in the book, you know, the author talks about sparking your motivation and what causes you to be motivated. What causes you to get to the point to want to take action? And this is why I say that oftentimes, when you have a business, you know, we want to lay blame on why our business isn't working or why it's not doing what it does or what have you. But in actuality, I can guarantee you that if somebody else is making, you know, a six-figure income from the type of business that you have, so can you. If somebody else is making a seven-figure income, $1 million, so can you. If somebody else is successful and getting interviews on the media, so can you. If somebody else, right, can build a power team of people to help them get things done, then so can you. If somebody else is in your same business and is generating a consistent streaming income, pushed down, shaking together, running over, so can you. And if you can't feel sorry for yourself, right? You can't get in that emotional state of woe is me. Oh, I, you know, it's good for everybody else, but it's not good for me. You can't allow yourself to get in that state, in that mode of thinking to the point to where it takes your power away from you. Remember in the beginning I said, hey, many of us every single day may not realize it, but our power is getting taken away from us every single day. This is why we have to be the first to put in our mindset greatness. This is why we have to do that. We have to be the first. Why? Why should you want any other human being to be the first to tap into your mind before you've tapped into it? I want you to think about that. I want you to think about that. What did you allow to tap into your mind first this morning? Did you wake up and sit up in the bed and turn the TV on and CNN tapped into your mind first? Did you wake up this morning and you got on the phone and you called somebody and they tapped into your mind first this morning? Right? Did you wake up this morning and thoughts, negative thoughts were entered your mind and that negative thought tapped into your mind this morning? You see, you have to be the first to put greatness into your mind each and every day. This is not a sometime thing. This is not a one-time thing. This is not something that you do every now and then when you start remembering that you need to improve your business or you need to do better for yourself. This is an everyday, nonstop thing for the rest of your life. You are responsible for your greatness. You are responsible for your worth, your value, and what you stand for and who you are and how you want other people to perceive you. Only you are responsible for that. This is why, ladies, this is why, as businesswomen, we can't be worrying about other competitors out there doing the exact same thing that we're doing. Why? Because the competitive edge that we have is ourselves. Everyone in this world does not have the same DNA. We all have a different DNA, and so it is with business as well. All of us have a different business DNA. Nobody can be you. There's only one of you. So first, you must get authentic and real with yourself, and you must start believing in yourself in a mighty way. In a way that is going to help you to take better action. So take some notes on that. Get in your quiet space and have a talk with yourself and say, girl, look, you know that you've wanted to be more successful in your business for a long time now. You know that you've not only wanted to generate an income, but you know that you've wanted to have your own tribe and have a group of people that are your followers, and that you know you want to help people, and you know that you want to reach out, and you know that you want to be authentic and real and truthful, and that you want to bless the lives of other people. You know that you want to do this, girl. Come on. So are you ready to be real with yourself? Are you ready to do the things necessary, put in the work, do the things that are necessary to make it happen this year? Are you ready? How are you going to value yourself? How are you going to prove to yourself that you truly believe? Well, today we're going to be talking about ways to act on your worth. Write that down. Ways to act on your worth. So let's get started with that, okay? So again, don't forget that worth is how you value yourself. See, you can actually measure worth. You can measure worth because it has everything to do with results and how you experience life and whether or not that you most days are even keeled and happy and satisfied and have joy and you have peace, right? You know that you can measure that worth, and you know that you're not doing a lot of negative self-thinking and saying, hey, I want to do this, but yeah, nah, that's not going to work. I don't have enough money. I don't have this. I don't have that. You know, you're just full of what you don't have, but never full of what I can have and, you know, what I can do to create solutions and overcome my challenges. And so worth is really all about how you value yourself. And if you value yourself, then you're gonna, and if you're in a high level of value, you're gonna take action on your worth. Worth is something that you actually have to act on. And so what I want to do is I want to share with you some ways to act on your worth. Let's start number one. The first way that I think you can act on your worth is to value the time you are given each day. So here's the thing, and this is what amazes me, and I hope that this amazes you too. We live in a planetary system that is amongst billions of other planets. Somehow, without any participation from us as human beings, our Earth is continuously revolving around the sun and the moon, and we are spinning on an axis in midair, and it has been going on for millions of years, right? And we literally live in a gaseous bubble called Earth. Isn't that interesting? And it provides to us all of our energy. It provides to us our oxygen. And without the energy of the sun, without the oxygen, without the water, we as human beings could not exist, because we are a living and breathing life form. And with that energy, every single day, we are provided with 86,400 seconds of life. That's a lot of seconds, right? So we have to start valuing our time. We can consider those 86,400 seconds as $86,400. They are deposited into our life bank every single day. And we get the decision to figure out how we're going to use each of those seconds every day. Every minute contains 60 seconds. Every hour contains 60 minutes. And we get to decide on how all of this time is used. Time in and of itself is the greatest commodity in the entire world. It is a testament that we are here. And as long as we can tell time and know that we are here, we are alive. We have a life form, a place in this earth, and each of us have an independent DNA apart from one another. So value the time you are given each day. You need to take a look at this. You know, are you acting on your work from a time perspective? You know, are you valuing time so much so that you're making sure that every hour that passes by, you know how it is being properly spent? The second thing that I think we can do to act on our worth is to create a system to accomplish our life and business goals. Writing down our goals is simply not enough. We must put it into a system to be implemented. And this is where I think a lot of us as businesswomen get tripped up all the time, is that we don't have a problem with writing down what we want and telling people what we want. And a lot of us don't even have clarity issues. We kind of know exactly what we want. But that doesn't mean anything. It's like a moot point if we're not taking action on it and implementing it so that we can see the results. And if the results are not what we want, we get to tweak it, right? I think that's very, very important. I think it's very, very important. Another way to act on our worth, and this is very, very key right here, is that each and every day we must start connecting with other people. We must start taking action to connect with people that we don't know and letting them know who we are and what we do, and then you learning about what they do. So I want to challenge you to make life connections. Okay, take action on making life connections, because acting on your worth means that you are so self-confident that you are ready to bless the lives of other people. And it means that you don't have a problem with connecting with people, right? Whether you're an introvert or extrovert, it doesn't really matter. You need to learn to act on your worth through connecting with others. If you're going to be in business, if you're going to be a successful businesswoman, there is no place for not taking action on connecting with others, because people are the life source of your business. There is no business without people, right? So therefore, we must act on our worth by believing that we are extraordinary and incredible and a successful woman, and that we can act on our worth by making life connections every day. So start with setting a goal to connect with at least one person that maybe you know their name on social media, but you really don't know them, and inviting someone to a connection call, right? Very, very key. So for those of you that have just tuned in, this is Trina Newby with Successful Woman Radio, and we are talking about ways to act on your worth. Again, ways to act on your worth. And again, connecting, which was the last, number three, which was is so important, I should say, connecting with other people, because people are the life source of our business. And so, again, it doesn't matter whether you're an extrovert, introvert, shy, talkative. We all need to understand that people are the life source. We can't do without one another, by the way. I hope you guys know that. You ever heard the expression, people get on my nerves? I've said that, have you? Have you guys said that before? Well, we're all in this universe very interdependent upon each other, believe it or not. And as humans, we really can't do without the other. You let there have a catastrophe or something happen to where we are not able to interact with each other, and you'll find out just how important humans are to one another. Even during this time of COVID and quarantining and all of this stuff going on, people can't stand staying cooped up in their homes for too long without interacting with other people. And you may think getting out and maybe going to the grocery store or doing something just to get out of the house is not interacting with other people, but it is, because you want to be amongst the living, honey. You see what I'm saying? And so it's important for us all to understand that. Let's move on to number four, which I think is just so, so very, very key. Number four is that you have to take action on your worth by developing positive life-enforcing habits, okay? Take action on your worth by developing positive habits. Positive habits, right, are repeated thoughts, actions, or experiences that enhance what it is that you want in life. That's exactly what they are for the purpose of this show, okay? And so anything that does not enhance your life, anything that does not enhance your business needs to be eliminated. It needs to be eliminated. This is why I go right back to the foundation of creating your greatness, and that is you are the first person that is supposed to tap into your mindset every single day. And throughout the day, you need to be tapping into it. Why? Because there's just so many negative things, so many negative habits that you may have that take away from what the very thing that you want. So yes, I'm saying if you're not successful to the point that you want to be, while there could be other causes such as lacking capital, not planning well enough or what have you, at the end of the day, it still all goes back to your belief level is not to where it needs to be. Because when you believe, honey, let me tell you something. When you believe to such a high degree that you need to, you're taking action, and it doesn't even matter to you if you don't know what you're doing. It doesn't even matter to you if you don't even have the money to make it happen, because all you know is that it's going to happen. See, this is how the power of manifestation starts to work on your behalf, is when you have that high level of belief, you start calling things into your life without even knowing how it's going to get there. And it's really none of your business how it starts happening. What is your business is, are you taking action? That's what your business is. Are you taking action, which is so very, very important. And last but not least, and, you know, five ways to act on your worth. And this one right here, I think is so very, very important, is because a lot of women are having problem with this, is that you've got to take action on eliminating fear in your life, okay? Listen, worth, your self-worth. Fear will kill your self-worth. This is why every day you have a lot of women out there who have fear about so much. And there's no use in anyone who's listening to this show saying, I don't have no fear. Honey, let me tell you something. You know, fear is going to occur because we live in a society that came up and built built this universal habit of fear in the first place. Society did it. So don't say you don't have fear, because we all have experienced fear at certain levels. And fear doesn't always just pop up and make you start shaking in your pants and shivering. You know, sometimes fear is subtle. It's gentle. Sometimes it's just a fleeting thought of, you know, I can't do this. I don't know if I'm good enough to do this, or I don't know if this is for me. So what you need to understand is you've got to eliminate fear because it doesn't have a place in your value system, in being in your self-worth. That's very, very key. So, ladies, there you have it, 5 ways to act on your worth. I hope you take it, and I hope you embrace it and put some action behind it and start getting in your quiet space and evaluating yourself and what it is that you need to do to always stay on a level of worth for yourself. So very, very important. Hey, ladies, before I forget, many of you may have received a link to participate in the I Am Worthy Challenge. It is well worth this weight in gold, as they say, and all of you need to be letting other people know about the I Am Worthy Challenge, which starts January 24th through the 28th. And then on that Saturday, we will be having a networking event, which will also be kind of like a mini conference, Her Power Within. So hopefully you guys will go to womenaboutbiz.net. Click on events and you'll learn all about the I Am Worthy Challenge. The registration form is right there on the page at the bottom. Go ahead and get yourself registered for the I Am Worthy Challenge starting January 24th through the 28th. Okay, that's all I have for now. Know that I love you with the love of God and that I believe that you are worthy. Take care, everybody. Bye-bye.